Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
What are you doing this Lent? The St. Paul Center is streaming their newest video Bible study for free, starting Ash Wednesday. Based on Scott Hahn's renowned covenantal theology, this is a study no one should miss. Invite your friends, Catholic or not. Don't miss your chance to see this premium study for free. Go to stpaulcenter.com to sign up today. With CMF Curo, you don't have to compromise your faith to get great health care. Finally, there is a pro-life option that respects and engages your Catholic faith with a community that supports you in living health care fully alive. Learn more at mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast.
In today's prevalent culture, the institution of the family and faith are under attack. With absolute confidence in the grace and power of God, we at Forming Faithful Families, whose primary mission is strengthening families in the faith, have been inspired to put out into the deep, see Luke 5:4, to do our part to turn this tide. Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton, is a faithful and trustworthy weekly radio program in service to the new evangelization, saturated with scripture and containing teaching, reflections, anecdotes, and encouragement pertaining to our Catholic faith, with a substantial focus on marriage and family life faith formation.
Welcome to Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. I'm Jim Littleton. The theme of our program today, Healing in Mind, Part 3, and then we'll transition into Healing in Body. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, own us, possess us, teach us, move us, heal us in Jesus' name. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us, Romans 5:5. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our loving Father wants us to be at peace. He wants you to be at peace. Everything good comes from God. And it's good to focus on our blessings more than the things that do not go our way. And we well know that many things do not go our way. That's part of the stuff of life. Lord, Father, you have given me another day. My faith in you, my breath, a wonderful spouse, a beautiful family, friends, the splendor of nature, some work or activity to engage in. My daily sustenance. Thank you, Father, for being so generous to me. Our Father is so generous and so loving and caring. You have nothing to worry about. No, you really don't. From Jeremiah 17:7-8, a blessing on the man who puts his trust in Yahweh, with Yahweh for his hope. He is like a tree by the waterside that thrusts its roots to the stream. When the heat comes, it feels no alarm. Its foliage stays green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never ceases to bear fruit. End of quote. When we trust in God, like little children, His kingdom belongs to us. His kingdom belongs to you. There is nothing to worry about. Nothing. We are called to trust our loving Father. He is worthy of our trust. And when we trust in our Heavenly Father, His blessing is upon us, a blessing on the man who puts his trust in Yahweh, with Yahweh for his hope. Yes, when you trust in your Heavenly Father, you are like a tree by the waterside that thrusts its roots to the stream. You are safe. You are being sustained. Sure, the heat will come, but there's no need to feel any alarm. Your foliage stays green. You have no worries, even in a year of drought. You will never cease to bear fruit in your life when you stay close to your Father and you trust Him. Yes, when with God's help we choose not to live in fear, when we trust in our Heavenly Father, we open ourselves up to all the blessings He wishes, He desires to pour out upon us, and our lives then never cease to bear fruit. Just ask a couple who decided to have another child, who decided to take a risk, and that child has come into the family and changed it forever. Ask them if God was worthy of their trust or not, if their life is not overflowing with blessings now, thanks to that trust, thanks to living a life of trust in God and not being fear-driven, not allowing fear to shrivel up the tree of their life, not allowing fear to stunt the blessings, the fruit of their lives. I visited Melbourne, Australia several years ago to help in my small way to promote vocations to the priesthood and consecrated life in the Catholic Church. I really liked the phrase that was often used among the Australians. I often heard them say, "No worries, no worries. We beyond doubt have no worries when we have God. We are confident that our lives are continuing to bear fruit even when the years of drought, such as illnesses like cancer, losses of family members, tragedies, disasters, assail us. But what drought in history did not eventually pass? Let us rejoice." Quote, "Rejoice in the Lord always." I say it again, rejoice. "Your kindness should be known to all. The Lord is near. Have no anxiety at all, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. Then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Philippians 4, 4-8. Yes, our Heavenly Father wants us to be people of joy. He wants us to rejoice. When does He want us to rejoice? He said He wants us to rejoice always. And rejoice in what? Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always. And He repeats it. I'll say it again. Rejoice. Are you rejoicing in your life? Well, I know you have troubles, but you have Jesus, don't you? So you have everything. Rejoice. Let your kindness be known to all. You'll be able to give others your kindness when you live a life of joy and rejoicing. Because remember, the Lord is near. He is near you. He is with you at every moment. And what exception did the Holy Spirit, through St. Paul, make that you can have anxiety about? Well, he said, have no anxiety at all, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. We are called to be people of prayer. Give your petitions to God. Thank Him before your prayer is even off your lips, off your mind, because He's always taking care of you, always answering your prayers, always giving you the very best. He may say no to something that you just asked Him for because He's saying to you, I'm not going to give you this because I have something much better that I want to give you. Take this instead. It's so much better for you, my beloved. And when we live lives rejoicing in the absolute fact that the Lord is with us, that He's caring for every detail of our lives, then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding guards our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. He is guarding your heart and your mind in his beloved Son, Jesus. Accept this peace that he wants to pour out on you. It surpasses all understanding. It's so beautiful, and it's a gift hanging by a string. And one little prayer is the scissors that will cut it and have it drop into your heart and your mind and heal your mind. So we have to think about things that are true and honorable and just and pure, about lovely things. This is what God wants us to do. The enemy wants us thinking about other stuff that weighs us down. Think about whatever is gracious, and then you will be gracious. Think about anything that has any excellence, anything worthy of praise. Think about these things. So God counsels us. God, your Father, tells you to have no anxiety about anything. He makes no exceptions, neither should we. Why choose to suffer? Why choose to be anxious? When we live the way God intends for us, we will be happy and at peace. All we have to do is let God know what we need with thanksgiving, and we can leave everything, no worries, confidently in his hands to do what is very best for us every time, in every circumstance. Though your Heavenly Father already knows what you need, he wants you to exercise your faith, to exercise that gift of free will that he has given you, and humbly ask, acknowledging your limitations and acknowledging his omnipotence and generosity, and all will be well. All will be well. This is how we will live happy lives. This is how we will have minds that are at peace. We can then be at peace, the real peace that surpasses all understanding, knowing that all is in our loving Father, loving Daddy, Abba's hands. Not only is everything in your Heavenly Father's, your Heavenly Daddy's hands, you are in his hands. You are being carried by him. You have been carried from the moment of your conception. You have been carried by him from all eternity, as he's thought of you, dreamed of you, loved you, even before you were conceived and born. Yes, you are your Father's beloved child. You are his masterpiece. Yes, with any cross or adversity, which is ultimately out of our control, it is liberating to give it to God completely with a childlike trust and leave the worry to him. Leave the worry to him to be obliterated. We can help to receive and to apply God's gift of peace by using our God-given faculties to think positively, to think about good and virtuous things. Think about these things and trust in your Heavenly Father. I repeat, because it's so essential. It's so essential. Know this. Believe this. It is true. You are the beloved child of your Heavenly Father, God. Yes, you are. Please hold on to this at all times. May we all be healed in mind and in every way. We're going to come back in a moment, and we're going to switch topics to healing in body. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We'll be right back.
Forming Faithful Families is now offering our 15-episode video series on DVD, filmed in stunning high definition with a free downloadable Small Faith Discussion Group program guide. We hope that you will consider purchasing, implementing, and promoting this video series at the personal and small group level. Forming Faithful Families is a faithful and trustworthy parish-based and small faith community program for marriage and family life faith formation in service to the new evangelization pertaining to the Catholic faith. listen to this recommendation.
Firmly grounded in the teaching of the Catholic Church, sacred scripture, and the wisdom of the saints, with this series, James and Kathleen offer a thirsty world a refreshing and satisfying drink.
It also makes a great gift with eternal benefits for both the giver and the receiver. To order your DVD set today, visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988. That's formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988.
Faced with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, James Littleton came to more profoundly cherish what matters most, his relationship with God and his family. Through numerous courses of chemotherapy and an eventual bone marrow transplant, James was able to share his strong faith with God with others undergoing difficult times. Healed through cancer and other adversities highlights the principles this father of 19 relied on. James found many forms of healing that come through trials. Find consolation, encouragement, and helpful insights for your own struggles. Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities offers inspiration and faith-building reminders of the God who offers so much that we may truly live. Seize hope to overcome your own difficulties in this uplifting account of one man's fascinating, self-reflective, and inspirational journey with cancer. Order your copy at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or request it from your local Catholic or secular bookstore.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com, and we switch our topic of discussion to healing in body. I must fulfill the vows I made you, God. I shall pay you my thank offerings, for you have rescued me from death, to walk in the presence of God in the light of the living. Psalm 56, 12 to 13. Another psalm that encouraged me greatly during my leukemia sojourn, Psalm 60 wraps up with, help us in this hour of crisis. The help that man can give is worthless. With God among us, we shall fight like heroes. He will trample on our enemies. Psalm 60, 11 to 12. Another scripture passage that fortified me at just the moment I needed it during my illness. I hope you find it helpful as well. Exodus 23, 20 to 27, which reads in part, I myself will send an angel before you to guard you as you go and to bring you to the place that I have prepared. My angel will go before you and lead you. You are to worship Yahweh your God, and I shall bless your bread and water and remove sickness from among you. In your land, no woman will miscarry, none will be barren. I will give you your full term of life. Alleluia. Praise the Lord. Jesus, our Lord, loves to pour out his marvels of love upon us. Upon you. Quote, when it was evening, they brought him many who were possessed by demons, and he drove out the spirits by a word and cured all the sick. To fulfill what had been said by Isaiah the prophet, he took away our infirmities and bore our diseases. Matthew 8, 16 to 17. You see, our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. Our bodies are good. They are very good. They are very good. And yes, listen, Jesus can still cure the sick. Of course he can. And he does in many cases. Believe this. It is totally and completely within the power of our Lord Jesus to heal you. All power belongs to him. As God, he can heal us. He can heal you with a word, with a nod, with a thought, with a breath. We should have absolute confidence in him. Quote, they may put their trust in their weapons and their exploits, he said, but our confidence is in Almighty God, who is able with a nod to overthrow both those marching on us and the whole world with them. 2 Maccabees 8, 18 to 19. Yes, put your trust and your confidence in Almighty God, who is able with a nod to overthrow any problem, any illness, if it be in accord with His most perfect and loving and good plan for you, because He always does what is best for you. And yes, always with an eye on eternity, on your eternity, because He wants you there with Him for all eternity. Just showers love upon you. And yes, I know that sometimes it feels like the whole world is marching on us. It's overwhelming. Sometimes that's how it feels for you, I know. But believe me, God is with you. He has all the power. He has your back, and He is seeing to the very best for you at every moment, in every circumstance. Yes, He is. Shortly after I was diagnosed with leukemia, in fact, 10 days later, October 29, 2009, I woke up with an obscure phrase running through my mind. My tent is folded up, or perhaps my tent is pulled up. Where did this obscure phrase come from? My tent is folded up. Well, one might think that I'm a Bible scholar because I'm referring so often to Scripture. I'm not. I simply read and pray with Scripture daily, by the grace of God, as I have done for many, many years. However, I could not recognize this phrase, and I was unsure whether it was even Scripture. Well, as I always do, I opened my Bible at random to start my morning prayer that morning, and I came upon these very words. Quote, "My tent is pulled up and thrown away." Isaiah 38:12. This is the translation from my Jerusalem Bible, which I usually use in prayer. The New American Bible translation is, quote, "My dwelling, like a shepherd's tent, is struck down and borne away from me." This did not sound very encouraging for my prognosis. However, I went on to read the entire passage, Isaiah 38, 1-20. This tells the story of King Hezekiah. Quote, "When Hezekiah was mortally ill, the prophet Isaiah, son of Amoz, came and said to him, 'Thus says the Lord, put your house in order, for you are about to die. You shall not recover.'" Oh boy, this still was not sounding very encouraging to me. Quote, "Then Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord. Then the word of the Lord came to Isaiah, 'Go tell Hezekiah, thus says the Lord, the God of your father David, I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will heal you. In 3 days, you shall go up to the Lord's temple. I will add 15 years to your life.'" End of quote. Wow. Now I was much more encouraged. Yes, God had the ability to heal Hezekiah instantaneously, simply by His own power. But it is attention-grabbing that He chose to use a medical, physical means to heal Hezekiah. Quote, "Isaiah then ordered a poultice of figs to be taken and applied to the boil that he might recover." End of quote. This sounds to me like the illness might have been cancer. Hezekiah goes on to proclaim a beautiful canticle to the Lord, where he begins by lamenting his illness and his imminent death. However, this beautiful canticle concludes with King Hezekiah proclaiming his healing and giving glory to God. Yes, God your Father has all the power, and He cares for you personally, individually, and infinitely. We'll be right back. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
You'll find a little bit of yesterday that will delight you today at the Family Hearth General Store. a nonprofit ministry of forming faithful families in historic Frankfort, Illinois. The 1870s style Old Storefront honors home, faith, and family life, featuring vintage wares and unique gifts for special family occasions. From Victorian replicas, vintage decor, quilts, candles, antique samplers, and jewelry, to unique books, hand-milled soaps, old-time candy, ice cream, and bottles of pop, you'll find a warm welcome here around the family hearth. A cozy fireplace, fresh gourmet coffees, and teas await your visit. So come, sit a spell. Find us on the main street of Frankfort at 119 Kansas Street, and be sure to visit the online store at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Like us on Facebook or give us a call at 708-334-1988. Thank you for listening to Forming Faithful Families. You listen to us to find ways to strengthen your family in the faith and to better live out your role as Catholic parents. Please help us help you. We appreciate your prayers and a donation to help support this program. Any donation will be a blessing. You can also become one of Forming Faithful Families partners with a monthly donation. It's easy. Visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com and click on the donate link. There you'll find our mailing address to send a check, or use the PayPal button to make a secure donation. You can even call Forming Faithful Families to make a donation at 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988. Forming Faithful Families is a 501(c) charitable organization. Click on the donate link at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. See and support the entire scope of our ministry. Help us help you with your prayers and a donation as we're Forming Faithful Families.
We would like you, our listeners, to know that James and Kathleen Littleton of Forming Faithful Families are available individually or as a couple nationally as speakers. They offer talks, retreats, and workshops on a variety of Catholic themes. James and Kathleen can be reached with questions or speaking engagement requests at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. Visit their website at www.formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We pick up on our discussion of healing in body. So Hezekiah goes on to proclaim a beautiful canticle to the Lord, where he begins by lamenting his illness and imminent death. Quote, "Once I said, in the noontime of life, I must depart. To the gates of the netherworld I shall be consigned for the rest of my years. I said, I shall see the Lord no more in the land of the living. No longer shall I behold my fellow men among those who dwell in the world. My dwelling like a shepherd's tent is struck down and borne away from me. You have folded up my life like a weaver who severs the last thread." Believe me, this is how I felt, having been diagnosed with leukemia and having just been released from the hospital with double pneumonia shortly after my diagnosis. But this beautiful canticle concludes with King Hezekiah proclaiming his healing and giving glory to God. Quote, "Those live whom the Lord protects. Yours the life of my spirit. You have given me health and life. Thus is my bitterness transformed into peace. You have preserved my life from the pit of destruction when you cast behind your back all my sins. The living give you thanks as I do today. Fathers declare to their sons, O God, your faithfulness. The Lord is our Savior. We shall sing to stringed instruments in the house of the Lord all the days of our life." Now, did this spiritual experience of mine mean that I would necessarily be healed physically? Well, I'm still alive now, over 6 years later. And not only that, I am thriving and leukemia free. All thanks and glory to God, the Most High, God, my Heavenly Father, my loving Father and yours, my dear brother, my dear sister. This spiritual experience and this prayer, especially with Scripture, gave me great consolation from God. And the main thing is that we realize that God our Father is caring for us, and He does have the power and the ability to heal us if it be in accord with His most perfect plan, His most perfect and loving plan for our lives, for your life. In our next program, we'll pick up on this discussion of healing and body. We'll delve very deeply into it. I have much more to say by the grace of God. Listen, you are so good at heart. Why? Because God made you that way. You are His masterpiece. All will be well. Count on it. We have Jesus, so we have everything. Contact us at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Call 708-334-1988. God love you.
You have been listening to Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton. Visit their website, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Email them at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.
CMF Curo is the country's first Catholic healthcare ministry to provide an affordable health-sharing solution rooted in Catholic teaching and community. Learn more at mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast. That's mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast.